Our prehistoric ancestors made tools and weapons with wooden shafts or handles and stone blades or points. I've always wondered how they stuck the stone part to the wooden part, Yael.
There's evidence that they used tar as an adhesive to stick stone onto wood, Don. Tar is a viscous black liquid that comes from certain organic materials such as birch bark. The oldest archaeological sites showing tar use are about 200,000 years old and were occupied by Neanderthal humans. There's no evidence that modern humans used tar until much later, about 70,000 years ago.
But wait a minute. Making tar is a complicated, multi-step process involving exact control of the temperature of the fire. And don't you need ceramic containers to hold the tar? Did Neanderthals have the capabilities to do all that?
No, probably not. But an international team of archaeologists decided to investigate whether there are really simple ways to make tar, using only materials and techniques that Neanderthals are known to have been familiar with. They published their results in 2017.
So what did they find out?
They found out that there really are simple ways to make tar that a Neanderthal could have figured out. If a roll of birch bark is tied with wood fiber and covered with ashes and embers from a wood fire, it will secrete and hold usable amounts of tar. Somewhat more sophisticated techniques, using a pit for the embers and a birch bark cup to capture the tar secreted by the roll, do even better. And that's probably how Neanderthals invented tar.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University with production support from the Office of the Provost.
There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amomentofscience.org. I'm Yael Cassander.
And I'm Don Glass.